This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, definitely live, sort of. I'm not feeling real good, but I am here. We'll do what we can tonight. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
They are fully stocked. If you are concerned about what's coming up in, a couple of weeks, go buy it now. They are waiting for you. AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the Arbalest Quarrel, which you can find at Ammoland, among other places, we get this little bit, and this is referencing what is, in my mind, a treasonous utterance under coming from pantsuit. Our Constitution's preamble makes plain that the nation's concerns reside with the nation and with the citizenry of the nation. And those concerns do not extend to nations and people beyond our shores. We should not interfere in the affairs of other nations, and they, for their part, must not interfere in the affairs of ours. Core purport of our nation, as a unique nation, comes from the preamble of the United States Constitution. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Nothing in the preamble, the Articles of the Bill of Rights, the components of our nation's Constitution says in any way that our country is to be the police force of and the caretakers of the rest of this planet. And yet, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama's holier-than-thou posture and now that of pantsuit is heralded by the malfeasant mainstream media is to do just that, to become the police force and the caretakers of the world, to ignore the very import and purport of the Constitution. And these people who are out there, you know, it's Halloween time now, so they're masquerading as leaders of our nation. Their arrogance is on full display, and the danger they pose to preservation of our Constitution and the free republic, and the harm that they fully intend to inflict on our citizenry under the guise of promoting civil harmony and piety and decorum in the affairs of our nation. And by interfering in the affairs of other nations and other peoples, which Obama sees merely as benign coordination of efforts with other nations to ensure peace, we're inviting other nations and savage actors to wage war against us and to interfere in our internal affairs. We're doing that by inviting them here. Come live here. Hillary would continue the use of our armed forces as a wrecking ball plowing through the world, causing anger, resentment, and rage, all the while claiming that this nation is working with other nations to maintain peace in the world. And the existent dangers in the world today belie the stated objective. They argue, essentially, that we must foment unwinnable wars in order to maintain the peace. And that's stupid. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And that should, everybody should get that. We should not go into a war. We're not going to dominate it. We should not blindly go somewhere and waste our troops. I think they like to use the term blood and treasure, but we shouldn't waste that. And in the meantime, while they're doing all this talking, they play the American public for fools through the resulting confusion. One that's engineered quietly behind the scenes by the Rothschilds clan, the resulting breakdown of law and order in the nation states, including our own, leads inexorably and inevitably to the ultimate breakdown of the foundation of nature states. And for Americans, we get to watch in slow motion as it unwinds the breakdown of our nation state. By opening the floodgates of our nation to millions of refugees, Without vetting, there's no way to vet these people. They are a danger to our nation and to the citizenry. Obama suggests that we, Americans, as citizens of the world, should adjust to the new reality to share the dangers posed to citizens in any other part of the world. Now, he's not saying this outright because, well, he would probably be hunted down and killed. But his actions support that idea. Pantsuit accepts that precept. If she secures the U.S. presidency, her foreign and domestic policies will be influenced and informed by it. And the danger to the safety and security of our citizenry is prescient. It is expected. It's even desired by them. And the American people will suffer for this. We will see the breakdown of law and order. And her response, well, that will be suspension of our Bill of Rights, and in particular, suspension of the right of the people to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment. She declares martial law, and the foundation of our nation fractures. Now, you know how I feel about her declaring martial law. That's sort of like saying, come get me, because it is unenforceable in these United States. But that doesn't mean she wouldn't try it. Right now, they're talking about her like she's working on her transition, team for when she wins the election. I'm still not 100% sure she's going to do that. Our nation became the powerhouse it became by not being intertwined in the affairs of other nations. We became who we are by establishing a dominant national identity. If we lose that national identity, we lose our country. Obama's new precept is inconsistent with our Constitution because it weakens our Constitution. This insinuation of the new precept into design and implementation of foreign and domestic policies brings about the erosion of our institutions, of our law. Now, to certain individuals, like the Rothschilds, for example, nations are politically identical to each other. Strength of all nations engenders relinquishing of individual national identity. And that's as they see it, the way they want it. And that's what they're planning on. So, apparently our Constitution, one that has stood the test of time, is attested to by the greatness of our nation. The attempt is going to be to discard it like an old lease agreement and then redraft it. And imagine how that would look with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer, John Paul Stevens, President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. If they all had a hand in redrafting the Constitution, imagine what that looks like. Then we have to come out of the house and turn off the TVs and stop watching cable, and then we're going to have to go to war here, internally, against them. It'll be over with quick, but it ain't going to be pretty. And that's just because nobody's going to go vote. Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back. And I don't care how long those phones play, because they're non-licensed. Yay. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I was just looking at something with Facebook. I have my Facebook friend page because I'm not a public person on Facebook. And I have my show page. So I invite, I'm told that, you know, if you use social media, that that will help you as far as people knowing about your media that you put out. So I invite my friends to like my page, which I've got approved friendships from them, and I own the page. And Facebook steps in and says, we can't allow you to do that. Oh, Facebook is so confused. Back on the third debate, it was deja vu all over again when moderator Chris Wallace asked Trump the question that's been dominating the news media ever since, drawing new attacks on Trump from the political establishment stooges everywhere. Back in the spring during the primaries, Trump was asked, along with everybody else, the other 17 nominees, if he would sign a pledge to support whoever the eventual GOP nominee might be, pledging not to challenge that nominee and in the end to support that nominee. And Trump, along with every other GOP primary candidate, all 17 of them, agreed to take that pledge, only to watch, I don't know, probably 15 of them, renege on that. So he's not falling for this same trick again, and he shouldn't fall for this same trick again. This time he answered Wallace, because Wallace said, will you accept the results of this election, by saying he would look at the situation at the time and leave everyone in suspense on that matter. Until Trump concedes, the election is not over, if that's what it comes down to. And that was a very conservative approach to a blind, loaded question aimed more at Trump supporters than at Trump himself. The real question was, would Trump supporters accept the outcome of a rigged election? Wallace posed a loaded question, and much to the disdain of the pro-Clinton propaganda media, Trump was smart enough to stay out of the corner this time. Now, finally grasping the level of anger in millions of American voters fed up with establishment politicians, their complicit news media, the phony polling data, and a growing mountain of evidence proving the election is indeed rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton, the media is in a mad search for any way available to quell the rising tide of angry voters before the pot boils over on November the 8th. They're also counting on you forgetting after that. On November the 9th, all this goes away. That's what they're counting on. Now, the hard evidence of election rigging is so overwhelming at this point that the only way to deny it is to flat out lie about it. Even NPR is forced to report what all of the mainstream news media outlets continue to deny, video that led to the firing of several DNC operatives already. There's the massive Democratic Party voter fraud operations caught on tape. There's the busing Democrat voters to vote in multiple districts. There's the Democratic Party operatives hired street people to create riots and violence, including physically attacking Trump supporters at rallies. There's California passing an unconstitutional act allowing illegal aliens voting rights in the upcoming election. There's election results have been announced before the election was even held in Florida. There's the pro-Hillary news machine that continues to post fake polling data favoring Clinton, despite Clinton not even bothering to campaign, pulling only hundreds to events when she does. There's WikiLeaks confirming close ties between the Clinton campaign and the press involving debate rigging. There's the DNC dead voters that remain on voter polls in numerous battleground states. And Clinton expects to win the Electoral College vote with as few as 19 state victories, losing 31 states. Hillary Clinton insulted Trump's answer to Wallace's rigged question, saying, this is how democracy works. That's not how it worked in 2000, when Democrat presidential candidate Al Gore refused to accept his loss, and one of those hanging chads counted again and again and again until the election would have swung in his favor once there were enough hanging chads on the floor. It's not how it worked when Hillary Clinton claimed that George W. Bush was selected, not elected, in 2002, or when John Kerry stated that the 2004 election, which he lost handily to Bush, was rigged. So asking Trump if he would accept the results of a rigged election before the election is even held sort of reminds me of the time that Nancy Pelosi was up there telling Americans they would have to pass Obamacare to see what was in it. Both of those things were insanely foolish, but not on Trump's part. A day later in Delaware and Ohio, and under fire from the Clinton media, Trump announced that he will accept the outcome if he wins. And exactly, the fight is never going to be over until it's over, and this fight is far from over. So the last thing I would like to ask is, why didn't Chris Wallace look at Hillary and say, would she accept defeat by Trump? Could it be because everyone, including Chris Wallace, knows exactly how rigged this election is? Mr. Fair and Balanced certainly wasn't fair or balanced with that question. And he should never have asked that question. It was inappropriate unless he asked it of Hillary Clinton, a career criminal and the most unpopular Democrat candidate in DNC history. I don't know why, you know, getting out there and asking Trump, who the problem with Trump for these guys, and there's a big problem with Trump for these guys. Trump will kick over the apple cart. They love the apple cart the way it is. They love the way it's stacked. They love the way, you know, the apples and all the other stuff that's in it. They don't want nothing to change. And Trump is, if he wins, Trump is going to really upset the apple cart. It's going to be flipped over on its side. And all of those nice, sweet apples that have kept the establishment, the status quo in play for all of these years will spill. And then he's going to stomp on them. And that's what they fear. That's what they fear. So they want to have a president who they know they're not going to move the chains on, because they won't pass any of Hillary's stuff. I mean, Obama, he's got some regulations put in place, but those can be changed tomorrow. Legislatively, he hasn't gotten hardly anything. He's gotten Obamacare, which is an abomination. And it is, you know, falling in on itself right now as we speak. It's coming apart like a building that's on fire. And the fire's reached the roof line, and it's been burning for a while. So it's falling in on itself. It'll be gone. It may not be repealed. They're not going to repeal it because they don't repeal anything ever. But it will fail. And then they'll move on from there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Back to that Chris Wallace question, when he was asked that, there was a lot of pearl clutching going on at that time. And none of those pearls and those strands went unclutched when he refused to agree in advance to validate this scam that is this election this time. And in light of all that we've seen in what is the stupidest of years ever, why should we even attempt to keep a straight face when we're asked, are we going to back up and trust a system when we know it's a scam? Now, this is where the team fake pearl clutch jumps in and whines about this being dangerous talk. This is not the way it traditionally works. There's no honor because nobody wants to submit in advance to another establishment okie doke. And that's what this is. Conceding the election would be an establishment okey-doke. And the emperor, you know, sure. And the emperor caught pneumonia because the little kid pointed out that he wasn't wearing any clothes, not because he was walking around with his junk in the wind. You know, the system is manifestly rigged. Even Big Chief Warren used to say so until a memo informed her that this meme was now inconvenient. So, how about hold on to your sanctimonious crap about our sacred system. Our loyalty is properly only to the Constitution, not a perversion of it, not a person seeking office. Just because you hold office under Article 1, 2, 3 doesn't mean that we still owe you respect or deference when you treat your obligations to the people like a teenage Thai boy at one of the Raymond Burr Halloween parties. We owe the system nothing. Nothing. Instead, the system owes us fairness and honesty, and without them, it has no right to our default acceptance of its results. That acceptance has to be earned each and every time. And that means that the system must aggressively police its own integrity, and this year it has utterly failed to do that. The most important thing in a democratic republic, the one shining keystone that holds it together and ensures the peaceful transition of power, is the ability for a loser to accept a loss. We used to be able to fight out our political differences, and if we came up short, shrug and say, well, next time we'll convince a majority. We could, you know, move on, confident that the playing field had been level, that we had been heard, and that we had lost fair and square. Not anymore. Trump, well, he makes a lot of mistakes, but he's not wrong about this. He may very well lose, but it won't be fair and square. And Trump is not the problem for saying this. We're not the problem for not accepting this. Now, in a sudden and shocking burst of coherence during the third debate, in which Trump put a cherry on top of his brutal trouncing of his Westworld escapee opponent by refusing to agree to be scammed, the Donald articulated a three-point critique of the system that its defenders have not even tried to answer. Instead, all we've been getting is fake outrage over his perfectly legitimate rejection of the default legitimacy of our illegitimate system. His first point was that the media is not merely biased, but an active partisan player for the Democrats. They ignore what hurts the left and play up the nonsense that helps it. The media, as it loves to crow, is a vital component of the system, but only when it at least pretends to be objective. But when they go full Goebbels, well, never full and going Goebbels, it undercuts and wrecks the foundational ability of all citizens to be heard and respected, and to believe that they are competing on a level playing field. And if you aren't one of the mouth-breathing, drool donors in love with Hillary, do you feel like you've been heard or respected? Do you believe Trump has been able to compete on a level playing field? Then there's no electoral integrity. We've seen numerous investigations of voter fraud, and no one cares. We have one party refusing to clear voter rolls of ineligible voters, but while also on a quest to ensure that no one need prove their identity to vote. Sure, they have a good reason to believe that their voters are too lazy and or stupid to obtain ID cards, but we all know why they really oppose voter ID. It makes it harder to cheat. And then there's Project Veritas. We have a Democrat Party operative and the husband of a sitting Democrat Congress being caught on tape proving Democrat cat spas paid to cause violence at a Trump rally. Violence, which the media covered and blamed on Trump to damaging effect. And this guy went to the White House hundreds of times and frequently met with President Bailey McWhirston Carter. Now read that again, Pearl Clutchers, and tell me how that isn't 1,000 times worse than Watergate. Then tell me how this is getting only a millionth of the outrage and coverage if the system isn't rigged. So you want us to take it on faith that the votes are going to be counted fairly? Yeah. If you think Trump is somehow morally obligated to preemptively give up his right to challenge the result of after that, maybe you need to kiss his hanging chad. And then there's the corruption of the rule of law. And Trump was right. Hillary should not even be running because if we had a single justice system instead of one for the powerful and connected and another for everyone else, her unhealthy carcass would be in federal prison. And that's not hyperbole. That's literal truth understood by anyone who worked with classified material and or actually passed a bar exam. Then there's the IRS persecution of conservative organizations that has gone totally unpunished. And, of course, the WikiLeaks treasure trove that has shown the Democrats simply ignore the law in their campaign, securing the knowledge that they will never be held accountable, while their opponents will see a weaponized FBI and DOJ turned upon them. The system is rigged. It would be very nice to be able to say, well, she won fair and square, but that's not going to happen. And my gut says that a majority of people will vote for her. But, you look around places like Los Angeles, and a lot of people around there are lib fascist halfwits. So, you know, that may be a skewed perspective. Maybe the polls are right, you know, super scientific ones, putting the race somewhere between pantsuit up 12 and Trump up 3. But this election won't be fair in any sense of the word. The media has not just put its thumb, but it's bloated behind on the scale. And all of us have not been heard, much less respected. How can we trust the votes will be counted fairly when clearly documented admissions of election tampering get a mere shrug if they aren't ignored entirely? You know, like Trump, I refuse to be a good little boy and politely agree in advance to accept whatever the ruling class chooses to do without protest or complaint. You want us to respect and honor what you say as a result of the election? Maybe you need to, you know, respect is a two-way street. Is that dangerous talk? Yeah, but the danger is not coming from me pointing out corruption. The danger is the corruption. So, I'm not worried to, I don't care to hear about what lies at the bottom of the slippery slope that your ruling class is tobogganing down. I know. And if our refusal to simply acquiesce to your scam is inconvenient, well, that's sort of tough because all you guys have are talk and paper. That's all you have. And we may have something a little more substantive waiting on you. A little more dangerous. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. I saw this, and, you know, this sort of made me mad. A bunch of members of the California National Guard are being told, they're being forced to repay large bonuses that were given to them a decade ago for reenlisting and going to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. They were paid $15,000 or more, and that was offered as an enticement by the California National Guard. But now the Pentagon is demanding the money back, after an audit revealed that they were overpaid. If they refuse, the nearly 10,000 soldiers this affects will be hit with interest charges, tax liens, and wage garnishments. Now, investigations have determined that lack of oversight allowed for widespread fraud and mismanagement by California Guard officials under pressure to meet enlistment targets. They're the ones that they should be hitting, too. Those guys that committed fraud, they should be in jail breaking rocks. Soldiers say the military is reneging on a 10-year-old agreement and imposing severe financial hardship on veterans whose only mistake was to accept bonuses offered when the Pentagon needed to fill the ranks. Some veterans, like Susan Haley, are taking a huge financial hit in an effort to pay back the bonus. She's sending a quarter of her family's income each month to the Pentagon, and her family may even need to sell their home to make the payments. She served 26 years in the Army, and she said, I feel totally betrayed. They'll get their money, but I want those years back, she said about her six-year reenlistment. The bonuses were supposed to be limited to soldiers in high-demand assignments like intel and civil affairs or to non-commissioned officers badly needed in units due to deploy to Iraq or Afghanistan. The National Guard Bureau, the Pentagon agency that oversees state guard organizations, has acknowledged that bonus overpayments occurred in every state at the height of the two wars. The money, though, was handed out far more liberally in the California Guard, for which about 17,000 soldiers, that's how many are in the California Guard, is one of the largest state guard organizations.
In 2010, after reports suffered of improper payments, a federal investigation found that thousands of bonuses and student loan payments were given to California Guard soldiers who did not qualify for them or were approved despite paperwork errors. So instead of being forgiven for something that wasn't their fault to begin with, they now risk facing debt collection action for saying yes and signing on the bottom line. Robert Richmond, an Army Sergeant First Class, told the LA Times, "I signed a contract that I literally risked my life to fulfill. We want somebody in the government, anybody, to say this is wrong and we'll stop going after this money." Yeah. That's exactly what needs to happen. That is exactly what needs to happen. That just makes me mad, too, because these people, you know, soldiers are not doing it because it's for the money. That's one thing. Now, I don't normally go this way, but I saw this article and it just interested me. Because they were discussing the effectiveness of pistols in defense against bear attacks. A consistent theme is that the claim that they're not effective or difficult to use and that many more people who use handguns are badly mauled than use pistols successfully. I'm trying to remember where somebody shot a bear repeatedly and still got mauled. So, Dean Weingarten posted a request at freerepublic.com. Actually, there are legions of people who have been badly mauled after using a handgun on a bear, even some of the vaunted magnums. Okay, give us a few examples, and as you claim legions, it should not be too hard. And he never received a response for that because nobody could tell him anything. There's been an enormous amount of propaganda and fantasy and electrons sprayed out there to spread the claim, and that doesn't seem to be much substance to it, though. He engaged in an internet search for instances where use of a pistol in defense against bears did not work. He found one discredited urban legend about someone finding six .38 caliber bullets in a bear skull. He was not successful in finding instances of failure, though. And that does not mean that there's never been a failure. Absence of evidence is not absence or evidence of absence. But it indicates that failures of pistol defense against bears are rare. And in contrast, there have been a number of successful uses of pistols as defense against bear attacks in the last few years. And here's a few. Arizona bow hunter uses handgun to stop unprovoked bear attack in September 2016. Coming out of Payson, Arizona. They found two bear cubs after the archery hunter shot the mama. Then, out of Alaska, two more successful bear attack defenses, one with a pistol, August 7, 2017. On August 7th, former search and rescue captain Don Cluding shot a sow with a .44 Magnum after it charged him and a hiking partner in Nakwasina Sound, the first time this lifetime resident and outdoorsman had shot a bear in self-defense. 29 July 2016, Kim Woodman used a 10mm in an effective defense. I would think that would work every time. She had a Glock Model 20. Or he had one, and he was able to stop the attack by shooting the bear as it charged at him. He was backing away with the charging bear, tripped and fell backward. He instinctively attempted to fend off the bear with his foot while he was concentrating on firing the shots that saved his life. The last shot was just short of contact. It probably hit the bear in the chest, but it also took off the top of one of his feet. An Alaska guide kills attacking grizzly with a 9mm. Last week of July 2016, Phil Shoemaker had used a 9mm pistol to kill a grizzly that was threatening his clients and himself. And it worked. Idaho. Sleeping man stopped a bear with a .45 caliber pistol. He did wake up to do that. Alaska. Charging Kodiaks. Stopped with a .44 Magnum revolver. That bear was roughly 9 feet tall and started his charge at about 20 yards away. Man had shot the bear. By the time it moved half that distance, it all happened in really tight quarters. He shot at it 5 times before it finally stopped. And then once it was on the ground, it was still moving, so he shot it 1 more time, and then it died. Handgun defense against black bear. Sykes Avenue man shot and killed a black bear with a single pistol shot to the head Friday night after it started to go after a small dog. Glacier National Park. Bear first sprayed, then shot with a .357. Alaska, 45 versus 9-foot brown bear. That was in July of 2014.
Many people claim that handguns are useless for protection against bears. Numerous examples have shown that is a false notion. Handguns may not be ideal as a defensive weapon for bears, but they can be effective. And in this case, a homeowner in Alaska used a .45 caliber against a brown bear that was trying to get into his house. And he'd scared the bear off just 3 hours before with some warning shots. Dave Smith is a prominent author and bear attack expert. He was not able to recall an incident where a pistol used in self-defense against a bear had failed. So, what does that tell you? It tells you that it will work. I've seen video of I think it was either a Glock 27 or a Glock 26. This guy's on you guys have probably seen it too. It's sort of a viral video. He's out ski-mobiling, and he comes up on a moose, and the moose stops, but then the moose comes up and kicks him two or three times in the chest, which really bothered me. And this guy pulls out either a Glock 27 or a Glock 26 and shoots it a few times, and it goes down. And then he just ski-mobiles on off. He gets out of the location. But when it comes to the pistol defense failure against bears, according to the mythology, there should be plenty of examples. So if you know if somebody's been mauled by a bear after shooting it, more than enough to normally kill it, and he still gets mauled, email me. I'll email Dean. I'm sure he'll take my email because Dean and I are like this. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Doug Giles and his book, Pussification, the Pussification of the United States Male, which is not actually the title, but I just like saying it. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.